This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, we'll discuss school district consolidations with Western Michigan University education professors Joe Kretovix and Walter Burt. But first, the drinking water crisis in Flint has caused people in other cities to wonder if their drinking water is safe. We are going to discuss water in the city of Kalamazoo with Sue Found. She is the director of the city of Kalamazoo's Public Services Department. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
So let's begin with talking about Kalamazoo and Flint. I think some people will look and say, well, these are two cities that have some older structures and some older homes. Are there some differences in how we get our water, where it comes from?
Yes, there is. So Flint got their water from surface water from the river, and the city of Kalamazoo gets their water from groundwater from wells. So that's significantly different in that our water chemistries are pretty much constant. And we've tested that throughout the years, and it pretty much just stays constant. So,
how about water infrastructure? Do we also have some lead pipes in Kalamazoo, which, you know, of course, was part of the concern in Flint?
We do have some lead services. There are over 6,000, and we do have an inventory of those, and we do replace those. We have a proactive program that we replace those when we do street projects. When we have a service line break, we will replace the lead line, or if a higher than level of lead is shown in a water sample, we'll replace the line then.
And a higher level of lead, kind of give us an idea, who sets this, what's the parameters?
Okay. So the EPA sets a action level, which is 15 parts per billion for lead and 1,300 for copper. So if we exceed a action level for any of the tap water samples that we test, even it's through January through December, because we do them per the resident's request, we will replace their service. And we confirm that with a second sample, too, just to make sure that, you know, they are receiving higher lead samples. And, you know, obviously part of that is from their own internal plumbing, but we want to make sure that their water is safe. So,
what about corrosion control? That's a big thing we heard about in Flint. What's done here in Kalamazoo in terms of corrosion control?
So the city of Kalamazoo adds hexametaphosphate, and they have added that corrosion control chemical since 1956. And they also add it for to sequester iron. So,
There was this report that came out about the World Health Organization saying that the recommended levels of lead that are allowed under the EPA, they say that that's a little too high. But this test came back and showed that Kalamazoo was somewhere, you know, north of the World Health Organization recommendation in this report. Should people be concerned about that at all?
Well, not really. So if you knew how to calculate or how the volume was calculated. So it's a 90 percentile. It's not an average. So we had 59 locations. Three of our samples were taken from improper locations. So outside the, typically you want your kitchen sink and or your bathroom sink. So it's where water is commonly consumed. But these couple samples were taken out of a hose bib outside and a utility sink. And had we removed those from the average, we would have had zero. So 53 of our locations were zero or below detect for less than three. And then we had three other locations that were 0.4. Two of them were 0.4 and one was 0.9. So again, if we took out the two that were improperly sampled, we would have had, you know, zero.
How much is sort of quality control then a big issue in terms of making sure testing's done properly, that the water comes from an area where someone's drinking, but also that you don't miss something where we some of the criticism in Flint was the way it was tested failed to pick up some contamination. So what's kind of the right parameters for doing that?
So we select high risk areas, so with lead or with internal plumbing with lead, so copper after 1982, and we thoroughly educate our residents on how to sample. We go through the sampling procedure, where to sample it from, take the aerators off, you know, flush their line 6 to 12 hours before, then do not use the water for 6 hours. It's got to stay stagnant in the internal plumbing for 6 hours. So that's our instructions. And then the first straw off of that, and not to use the water before you do that anywhere in the house. So we used the residents to do that because we used to try to schedule that with our staff, but by the time we got there, somebody would have already used the water, so then it was improper. So we try to educate our residents on how to do that. But once you go into a program where you allow your residents to sample, then per the regulation, you cannot challenge that sample for improper sampling. That's just through the discussions with the residents after the results come back and they're higher than normally. And obviously we would not expect that because normally they're less than detect for our system. So it was just through the conversations with them that we found out where they took the samples from, that they didn't take them from the original locations because they had water softeners. And you want to avoid water softeners because water softeners take out the calcium, magnesium, and therefore your phosphates don't work. Then you expect a higher corrosion rate with the softener. So they were trying to avoid those, and so they took them from these locations that were rarely used. And then, of course, the water's in the pipes longer, so you've got more leaching of the metals off the pipe, whether it's lead, copper, iron, just anything that's in the pipe.
So if somebody did have a concern that they thought that for whatever reason something in their house was making them sick, can they call the city, assuming they're a city resident, and have that tested?
Yes, so we would test just the drinking water itself. If they wanted to get their house tested for lead paint, they would call the health department.
Do you also do tests for people outside the city who are on the city water system?
Yes, anybody that's on the city of Kalamazoo water, we will test their water, whether it's, for the lead and copper or hardness or back tea.
So as people kind of hear what's going on in Flint, they may get concerned. They realize that this went on for a long time before anybody really noticed it. What would you say to try to put someone at ease that if they are drinking water from the city of Kalamazoo's water system, that they shouldn't be concerned?
I would say they shouldn't be concerned. We've been doing this testing since 1988, even before it became the lead and copper rule, before the testing was required in 92. We've always seen the levels well below the action level. We've always added corrosion control chemical. So as long as they're, again, flushing their line before they pull a glass of water, they should be fine. And that's for anything, because you've got bacteria that will grow inside your pipe, too, from, like, your kitchen sink just by washing the dishes and such, especially when you've got that screen there.
Are you hearing from more people just because of what's happened in Flint that there's more curiosity, more interest, and maybe more concern about water quality than there's been in the past?
Yes. So we've gotten a lot more calls since all the media attention, and we are addressing all of those. We are sampling homes, we're sampling, the universities, just to put them at ease, the hospitals. But again, like I said, we do have corrosion control. We add chlorine every day, the water's safe. I mean, we've always met our regulatory requirements.
Sue Found, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Sue Found is the director of the City of Kalamazoo's Public Services Department.